This is Fiona Ritchie. Thanks for joining me again for The Thistle and Shamrock. Thank you. flute player Lawrence Nugent, along with some of his friends there, including fellow Chicago man Dennis Cahill on guitar and Martin Hayes and Paddy Keenan on fiddle and pipes, with three jigs to start us off there. Lawrence Nugent's father, Sean, was a member of the Pride of Erin Cayley band. Childhood memories of the band playing in his house in Ireland have stayed with him, and they fuel Lawrence Nugent's music now at home in Chicago. That journey of people and their music from Ireland to America is what we're going to track this week. Among the hordes of Irish men and women who sailed on emigrant ships from Ireland to Boston and New York and travelled on to Philadelphia and Chicago were many of the country's finest traditional musicians. Fortunately, the recording age had begun before the tide of mass migration, beginning with the Great Hunger of the 1840s, had ebbed, and so legendary names of Irish music, such as the fiddlers Michael Coleman and James Morrison and the piper Patrick Toohey, were all captured on early 78s in the 20s and 30s. Their influence on the community of Irish American musicians continued through the remainder of the 20th century, and their repertoires were kept alive at home and in pub sessions throughout the Northeast and Midwest. We're going to travel back in time to the 1920s and 30s this week on The Thistle and Shamrock, pick up the music again half a century on in the 70s and 80s with De Dannon and the Greenfields of America, and hear a couple of recent recordings too from Liz Carroll, just ahead, and Deirdre Connolly. Legendary names here. The best-known Irish traditional musician of the early 1900s, Michael Coleman, who grew up in County Sligo and popularised the style and the repertoire of this part of Ireland through his New York recordings. Then hear the music hall style of the Flanagan brothers coming up. First, travel now to the early 1900s with Michael Coleman and Lord MacDonald and Ballinasloe Fair. Thank you.
Well, it was the night that Paddy Murphy died, and the night we'll never forget. All the boys got rolling drunk and some in sober yet. As long as the bottle was passed around, the folks were feeling gay. Tipperary gay with a bagpipe, some music for to play. Mrs. Murphy sat in the corner, pouring out her grief. Well, Kellyanne's pal, the dirty robin thief, sneaked up into the ante room and a bottle of whiskey stole. And placed the bottle on the corpse to keep the liquor cold. Sure, that's how they show their respects to Paddy Murphy. That's how they show their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and a shame, and they winked at one another. Everything in the wake house went the night Pat Murphy died. About 2 o'clock in the morning, some dirty blue-eyed scam wrote upon the coffin lid, here lies a tramp. They stopped the clock so Mrs. Murphy could not tell the time. And at a quarter after three, sure they told her it was nine. Now the whole dang gang got merry, sure they didn't care a red. If Mrs. Murphy or the whole dang gang was dead. Of all the tricks I ever saw, they made me shiver with fear. When they took the ice right off the corpse and placed it on the bear. Well, that's how they show their respect to Paddy Murphy. That's how they show their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and a shame, and they winked at one another. Everything in the wake house went the night that Murphy died.
Thank you.
Liz Carroll with The Tractor Driver and A Tune for the Girls. The Chicago Irish Fiddler has put a great many new tunes out there for everyone playing music today. These were two more. From the 1920s and 30s, the first recordings of Irish music in America, we heard Michael Coleman and then the Flanagan Brothers. More vintage recordings ahead, including Coleman's contemporary, the equally influential fiddler James Morrison. For many, the music of the 20s and 30s brings to mind dances like the Charleston, but it was also the heyday of the Irish tenor John McCormack and stage Irish vaudeville acts like the Flanagan Brothers and songs like the carefree emigration song I'm Leaving Tipperary. That's coming up from Pat White in another vintage recording. First, from the mid-1970s, two musicians who kept the torch alight and helped ignite the present-day passion for Irish music in America. Mike Rafferty on flute, his daughter Mary played with Cherish the Ladies, and Mick Maloney, whose vision helped get that great band off the ground in the 1980s, and who has been a great uniting force and motivating force in Irish-American music. He's playing mandolin with Mike Rafferty here on Barrel Rafferty's Reel.
Have time for one more shindig before I take the boat for America. For y'all know I'm leaving Tipperary, so fire away! Attaboy! Balance all! Swing your partner! Look out there, Murphy, watch your step! Attaboy! Goodbye, boys, I'm off! Say goodbye to Tipperary! Ship will sail in half an hour to cross the broad Atlantic. Me friends are standing on the pier with grief and sorrow frantic. Me trunks are stored away below in the great ship Dan O'Leary. The anchors weigh the gangplanks up, I'm leaving Tipperary. Goodbye Mike, goodbye Pat, goodbye Kate and Mary. The anchors weigh the gangplanks up, I'm leaving Tipperary. There's the steamer blazing up, I can no longer stay. But I'm bound for New York City, boys, 3,000 miles away. Give my respect to Mr. Mac and likewise Kitty Hagen. And I'll come back to the Christian when she marries Patsy Pagan. I'm as deep in love with Molly Burke as a jackass is in clover. And when I'm settled, if she'll come, I'll pay her passage over. Goodbye, Mike. goodbye Pat, goodbye Kate and Mary. The anchor's weighed, the gangplank's up, I'm leaving Tipperary. There's the steamer blazing up, I can no longer stay, but I'm bound for New York City, boys, 3,000 miles away. I'm going on the police force in the city of New York. I suppose I'll meet a lot of men that came from County Cork. I'll show them when I get there, if I see they are contrary, how an Irishman can throw a stone that comes from Tipperary. Goodbye, Mike. Goodbye, Pat. Goodbye, Kate and Mary. The anchor's weighed, the gangplank's up, I'm leaving Tipperary. There's the steamer blazing up, I can no longer stay, but I'm bound for New York City, boys, 3,000 miles away.
Where are you going, Frank?
I'm going to Ireland.
Good God, I never heard a word about it. You must go down and see my father and mother.
Well, indeed that I will, Joe. Where do they live?
Barney Maguire, Whitehill Post Office, County Fermanagh.
I'll go and see them, all right.
What have you got in the box, Frank?
I got the accordion.
Oh, give us one rip before you go.
Oh, Lord, I don't think I'll have time.
Just one rip.
What'll I play?
Play Sailing Home.
I'll try.
Springtime, you know, is ringtime.
Recorded back in the 1980s and recalling Irish vaudeville of 50 years before that, De Dannan with Maura O'Connell, My Irish Molly O. We heard more classics from the 1920s and 30s archives, which inspired that De Dannan performance, and we have more Irish musical legends from the dawn of the recording age, and a musical tribute from the Greenfields of America with Mick Maloney, Seamus Egan and Eileen Ivers coming up. Stay with me for the journey on the Thistle and Shamrock, and check out a playlist of the programme online in a couple of days at thistleradio.com. This is NPR. This is Fiona Ritchie. Eileen Ivers there, and she'll be ahead too from her work as part of the Greenfields of America in the 1980s. It's a journey back in time this week on the Thistle and Shamrock. Amazing to think that we can travel back in recorded Irish music to hear a man born in County Galway in 1865 who emigrated to Boston at the age of three. That's Patsy Toohey, whose piping was recorded on Edison cylinders, barely playable today. But he did live long enough to make but a few discs in the 78 RPM period, and we're going to be hearing from one of them. King of the Irish Pipes, Patsy Toohey, ahead with Drowsy Maggie. First of all, though, it's an Irishman who migrated from County Sligo to the Bronx and whose recordings, made in New York in the 20s and 30s, are held as great achievements today, technically brilliant and innovative for their time. James Morrison here, then, with Rakish Paddy and the Wheels of the World. Thank you.
for dear old Killarney. Tonight I am sighing. In silence I wander far over the sea to the green fields and dells and the lakes of Killarney, back to the old home where I used to be, back to the land where the sky is the bluest, and to the fields that I once used to know, to my own sweet Colleen, whose dear heart is the truest. A grown creature she wed long ago. In far off Killarney, the bright sun is shining, and o'er her green fields the wildflowers grow fair. For the colleen I left there, my poor heart is pining. Daytime and nighttime I long to be there. I long to return where the shamrocks are growing, to stroll through the clover all heavy with dew, and to smell the sweet fragrance the south winds are blowing, to whisper again love's sweet story to you. Killarney, Killarney, the place that I love, with its lakes clear and blue, neath the bright skies above, where we told love's own stories and vowed they were true. I am sighing tonight for Killarney and you.
Patsy Toohey, a legendary name of Irish Illan piping there with Drowsy Maggie. Deirdre Connolly sang Killarney, her recording from this century, and we heard fiddler James Morrison in another classic recording nearly 80 years old. Mick Maloney emigrated from Ireland to the United States in 1973, and since then he's produced dozens of albums by traditional Irish musicians in America, had a stellar performing and recording career of his own, and been an inspirational figure to many of the current generation of Irish-American artists, such as Eileen Ivers and Seamus Egan, both of whom worked with him in the 1980s as part of the Greenfields of America, a showcase of immigrant and American-born performers. Here, Mick and the band pay tribute to Ed Reavy now. Born in Ireland in 1899, he died in Philadelphia in 1988, and he left a legacy of beautiful music, which he composed between the 1930s and 70s. And six of these tunes are featured here with Father Michael Doyle's poem, The Greenfields of America, with Mick Maloney.
The plumber of the hornpipes is dead. The old diviner with the hazel bow that found the Shannon source and spread its magic waters o'er the world. Oh no, she said, he's not dead. How could Reavy die? And who are you to say? I am the wind. I am the wind that swept the clouds in herds above the Cavan Hills and Drexel too, and whispered to the oats in Barna Grove. I am the breeze that touched O'Carlan's lips with moisture on my breath, till notes dance within his mind like flames behind a blind. I am the breath in Reavy's body. I would visit in the evenings, I would dwell within his soul. He tamed me with his reverence, but I always had to go. But I bore him sounds of sweetness, some were sad and some were glad, and he composed 50,000 tunes about the happy times we had. Hush, I whispered. Did you see his fiddle on the altar, silent as a stone, and his body on the grave in Drexel Hill? It was stuck on the hole in a final salute, like an old finger frozen on a flute. Did you see the people in a circle, standing sadly all around, when the pipes refused to play in the cold? Yes, she said, I was there. I am the breath of the earth. Every voice is a wisp of my prayer, breathing blessings of incense on the bites of the air, because life has the edge and the ice. Listen, my friends, to the lad with the whistle, with his fingertips timid and cold. Hear the life that he brings to the old man's tune, and the leaks that he brings to the eyes, and hear Reavy arise from the holes in the tin and announce on his grave, I'm alive.
The Green Fields of America, a tribute to Ed Reavy. The Thistle and Shamrock is a Fiona Ritchie production. Here in Scotland, I'm Fiona Ritchie, and as ever, you might be looking for information about some of the music you've been hearing this week. There are a couple of ways for you to find it. You can look for a playlist online in the week following each of our broadcasts and take some time to discover the whole variety of resources and archives for you on our website. So for a playlist and lots of other information besides, just head for thistleradio.com. And a set of recent programme playlists is always available by mail. Just mention this week's programme, Made in America, and send us a self-addressed stamped envelope, if you don't mind, to the Thistle and Shamrock, P.O. Box 518, Matthews, North Carolina, 28106. Between 1848 and 1900 alone, around 12 million citizens of Ireland immigrated to America, and those who still come include, as they did then, some of the finest musicians. And the collaborations in the New World travel back with vigour to the source of this music, the cultural invasion working very well in both directions these days. Jerry O'Sullivan with Mick Maloney and Joni Madden rounding out here with The Invasion. And join me for another of a different sort next week. Here's Jerry O'Sullivan. Thistle and Shamrock is a service mark of Fiona Ritchie. Listen again online at thistleradio.com. Join me on social media at Thistle Radio on Facebook and at Fiona Ritchie on Twitter. Support for NPR comes from Anne and John Herman, supporting City Year, whose diverse teams of AmeriCorps members dedicate a year of full-time service in high-need urban schools to help students succeed. cityyear.org. The Lemelson Foundation, committed to improving lives through invention in the US and developing countries, on the web at lemelson.org, and the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people from diverse backgrounds and ensure that they reach their fullest potential. More information is available at wtgrantfoundation.org. This is NPR Music.